Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Today I want to continue our conversation on the 15-minute cities and discuss whether or not it truly is a climate solution, or is it just another excuse for more control? Proponents of the 15-minute city say it will reduce emissions and improve residents' quality of life. But critics say the concept, supported by the World Economic Forum, is discriminatory and will lead to climate lockdowns. To give you an idea of where this is going, recently a controversial plan was revealed by the UK's Oxfordshire County Council to pilot traffic filters with the goal of reducing car use as part of the City of Oxford's development strategy. The outrageous plan states that Oxfordshire will be divided into six districts. Beginning in 2024, residents will be able to drive within their neighborhoods, but license plate recognition cameras will fine private cars £70 for passing a filter without a permit. Vehicles such as bikes and public transportation will be exempt. Residents would be able to apply for a permit to drive through the traffic filters, or as I call them, the electronic Gestapo surveillance system, up to 100 days per year. And residents living outside the zones can apply for a permit up to 25 times per year. The filters would be in effect daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The county council said the plan is not meant to coerce residents into staying in their neighborhoods, but rather to address traffic congestion by making walking, cycling, public and shared transportation the natural first choice. But that is exactly what they're doing. To say otherwise is nonsense. I mean, the plan calls for fines if you venture into another district without permission. This plan not only restricts your movement, but also monitors your movement. Critics of the plan gathered thousands of signatures on petitions opposing the plan. Opposition to the plan also sparked several protests, with local workers speaking out in the press. One of the concerns was how this plan would affect commuters. The council suggested commuters use a less central route, such as the bypass roads outside of the city, to avoid passing through several districts daily to get to work. Community critics pointed out that this solution would add time and pollution, contrary to the plan's goal of tackling climate change. Conflict over the plan went international. Polarizing figures like best-selling author Jordan B. Peterson tweeted that the plan was the worst imaginable perversion of the idea that cities should be walkable. And Piers Corbyn went to an Oxford City Council meeting to protest. City Council members reported being harassed. I say boo-hoo. These council members have overstepped their charters and now have become power-happy guardians of your freedoms. As expected, the bought and paid for neutered media organizations, including The Guardian, Reuters, PolitiFact, USA Today, The Times, and the BBC, weighed in to support the local policy and discredit dissent as conspiracy theory by pointing to some exaggerated online claims that people would be confined to their districts by force. But the 15-minute city concept has sparked widespread public concern beyond Oxford, particularly among growing numbers of people concerned about policy proposals promoted by the World Economic Forum that involve widespread implementation of top-down environmental and urban policies. The WEF members discussed many such policies at the January meeting in Davos. So what exactly is a 15-minute city? During the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns, mainstream media, urban planners, the UN and developers, many with ties to the World Economic Forum, began promoting the 15-minute city, a new urbanist proposal that cities be redesigned into decentralized micro-cities where people could meet their needs for living, working and playing within 15 minutes of their home. The city would also be equipped with extensive capacity for artificial intelligence digital surveillance monitoring. In March of 2021, The Guardian reported that lockdowns led to an unprecedented 7% decrease in carbon emissions in 2020, at least in high-income countries. The proponents of this plan are using the Build Back Better platform to push their dream of a more resilient and sustainable world and push businesses and policymakers into the green agenda. Media outlets and university research blogs across the world have run their brainwashing articles on the benefits of the 15-minute city, touting that low-income people would benefit the most. This inclusive language is an attempt to get all income levels on board with the idea. The push for the 15-minute city emerged out of the pandemic, which created an urgency around equity. An article published by the World Resources Institute called it a global movement, citing evidence that mayors around the world are instituting plans for a 15-minute city. These efforts to pilot the 15-minute cities are largely driven by 96 mayors of cities from around the world, funded by major corporations and charitable foundations, and focused on urban activism for climate change. So what could be the problem with a walkable city with amenities so close to home? Having a 15-minute city sounds good, but clearly the concept is not based on democratic principles of people deciding together what should happen in their areas. The issue is that within the 15-minute city, council members take control and make decisions for everyone without their input. Analysts critical of the program in Oxford raise concerns and caution that it may cause widespread social and economic damage and new forms of social control. To me, these 15-minute cities are an excuse for total control by governmental agencies where your every move is not only monitored but restricted, all in the name of supporting the climate change initiative. As this story unfolds, we will continue to bring you updates. Thank you for listening. If you have value in this report, please like and subscribe, and if you're able to, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Your help is appreciated in keeping this channel going. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.